It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago.
Hey guys, welcome to Debunked, our podcast where we discuss quite literally everything about anything. My name is Soman. I'll be your host today, along with
Rohit,
Ailash,
Aryan,
and Pages. So, without further ado, let's begin.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
So, guys, we know that this year has been pretty tough. 2020 has been probably one of the worst years throughout in recent times. We've had the COVID-19 pandemic, which has pretty much put us all in lockdown. We've lost people close to us. A lot of us have been going through hardships. And, you know, just in general, our political landscape is a mess. Nothing seems to be going well right now, but holiday times are usually when people can, you know, rejoice once again. Even if there is no like real reason outside to be happy, you know, you're just happy for the heck of it in some senses. So we're obviously going to make this episode a little bit more casual, and we're simply going to spend time talking about what we're doing for the holidays and how we're spending time with our family. And hopefully you guys stick around, because we have a montage at the end of people who decided to, you know, send their entries in for the Happy Holidays montage. All right, so without further ado, let's just talk about how you guys are doing. Anybody?
Okay, so I'm going to go to the North Pole and free the elf slave. No. Cut that out.
I'm keeping that in.
Bro.
Maybe the slaves part.
Okay, so right now we just went to Walmart and bought some like really garbage Christmas decorations, and I just put something together. And like this little, like tiny fake tree, like it's really sad, but it's decent enough. It gets the job done. And then what I like to do for Christmas, or basically just like the December in general, and kind of winter in general, is I like to rewatch like a lot of Christmas movies and stuff, and listen to Christmas songs.
Now, I could explain what I like to do during Christmas, but I think it would just be more entertaining for all of you if you guys learn about how Aryan got robbed of getting his PS5 like twice now.
Oh my god, that was so annoying. Okay, so basically, I'm sure people who are listening to this are aware at how bad the situation is with trying to get a PS5. So
yeah, we made like an episode on it.
Yeah, and what was it, like the 13th, I actually ordered the PS5, and then Walmart just goes, yeah, no, never mind, we're canceling your order.
That's great.
And because of fraudulent activity on my account, even though it was literally me ordering the PS5, they're just like, nah.
And
it's like, they didn't even ask to make sure that it's you, or if it's some, it's like a bot or something. They're just like, no, we're just going to cancel your account.
Yeah. The funny Walmart like prided themselves on it too. They're like, yeah. "Hey, we presented bot orders," and then like the replies are like, "Hey, hey, I'm not a bot. You canceled my order, bro."
Yeah. Oh god. I think we're gonna face that again like sometime today as well. So.
Yeah.
Get ready.
Yeah, so that's your Christmas present is not getting a PS1.
Yep.
I bought this little Lego set that has Venom and Spider-Man, and I got that.
Are you actually gonna build it?
I built it already. I built it as soon as I got home, dude. I mean, it was like a small set. It was like $30, but $30 is a small set because inflation.
Tell me, the age limit for Legos is from age 4 to 104. You're acting like there's a problem with him playing with Legos.
Yeah. I'm not. I'm fine with it. I just wanted to know how fast you built it.
It wasn't a big set.
No, but remember, yeah. If you're 105.
I was assuming it was a big set. I usually assume that.
Lego prices have inflated so much, man.
That is true.
I feel like everything is starting to get kind of like. Our conversation is going towards materialism and our critique on it rather than actual like Christmas stuff.
I mean, my
bad. I mean, it's kind of like Christmas is about like presents and everything, right? So it kind of makes sense.
Well, it's not, but I mean, we're teenagers. Let's be real.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a lot of it.
I mean,
like it's not the only thing, but it's significant, you know.
Yeah.
I was also looking at these sneakers. It's like SB Dunks, I think. It's like it's a Bodega collaboration, apparently. I think they look pretty cool. The thing is, they're 120, so I don't know if I'm gonna ask for that. And even if I do, they might just like sell out too quick. But I don't know. I might look into that as well.
For me, my Christmas
tradition. There's so many Christmas traditions which I really have never tried before, but I really want to try. The only thing I've really maybe done is like Secret Santa, but like not even like to a large enough extent. Like, I really want to try, like, White Elephant. I really want to, you know, there's so many, like, cool Christmas
Should we maybe do a Secret Santa? I mean, we still got, like, 3 days left, and Amazon's pretty fast.
I know.
I just want to go ahead and these Christmas traditions. For me, the holidays have always just been more about my birthday being 5 days after Christmas and then New Year's Eve. I personally don't look into Christmas that much.
You're about to be a legal adult.
I'm about to get canceled. yeah, I'm going to be a legal adult. So I'm going to get canceled, not in a juvenile court, but in an adult court.
Very nice.
Yeah. For Christmas, all I'm getting is like 2 AP books and a calligraphy pen.
Of course you
are. I mean, calligraphy pens are cool. Calligraphy itself is cool.
It isn't a calligraphy pen. It's like just, you know, one of those steel nib pens.
I think the real question is, what 2 AP books are you getting?
Oh, Calc, BC, and Statistics.
You mean you're not getting the AP Music Theory book, bro? Come on.
I can't believe it.
No. I mean, I can't discern basic notes, so like.
I mean, neither can I.
Music theory is a little.
It's not that hard when you actually learn. It's Egabaduff and Face.
Oh, I know how to read notes. I just don't know.
No, I think he's talking about perfect pitch.
Not even perfect. I don't even have
perfect
relative.
Pitch. My parents have relative. It's not that.
Like reading sheet music, it doesn't take that long to learn. Yeah, but.
Yeah, it's very easy.
I mean, like reading it fast takes practice, though. But I mean, just reading it is not that hard. You can just Google it and like get it down.
I mean, I might learn a Christmas piece or two just for fun, because
speaking of music,
Christmas music is so catchy.
Yo, when are we dropping the debunked holiday album, bro? Like, come on.
We've got
Aryan sings. I can try.
I don't know about that one, man.
I think Aryan's a good singer.
I already have two Christmas songs that I made. One for one I already made for my own music theory class, and one I made for like the school like music tech class I take. So I have two songs I can already add to the album.
low-key, I think we should cover a Christmas song for what is all happening in my throat.
Easiest song.
Yeah, we can totally karaoke.
A Christmas song, just for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do karaoke later.
Right now?
Not during the episode.
You don't have to give me an occasion to do karaoke. I do it 24/7.
Call of Duty lobbies.
Lobbies have heard my voice. I am the Mariah Carey of Call of Duty.
The Mariah Carey of Call of Duty.
Yes, sir.
Oh God. That means you're a diva too. I mean, I guess in some sense.
I mean,
COD specifically.
five octave range, you know.
You have some very interesting commentary during Call of Duty.
So I'm like, might be the Mariah Carey of Call of Duty, but you cannot carry at all.
Oh, for sure. Dude, I haven't played video games for a while, okay? I'm too busy, like, reading for school.
And the only video game I've played in the past month is Genshin Impact.
Yeah, it's about the same for me.
Yeah, I mean, school is pretty hectic though, even if it's online school, I'm not gonna lie. I just kind of am enjoying the break simply because of the fact that I'm getting a break from like looking at people over Zoom all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think break is so obviously there's Nirav's thing on Saturday,
for
which
you guys,
Aryan is probably gonna bail on. But
right, it's
at
not
least,
my fault.
At least Tejas and I can have fun. Like human beings.
Yeah. I mean, you guys don't have as bad of a COVID situation over there, do you?
No, it's pretty bad.
I'd say it's bad. But I mean, like,
could be better.
It's been bad.
Friends home, limited guests. It should not be that bad.
Masks.
See, I agree with that, but my parents don't. So.
Get tested. Yeah. The original plan was to do it like just like roam New York City, but it's gotten really bad there.
Yeah.
So we canceled that.
We got
a lot of states are not required.
And even if someone invited us, I wouldn't go. I hate gatherings.
Yeah.
You hate gatherings.
I'm kind of like a Grinch when it comes to, you know, Christmas gatherings or any holiday gatherings. I just don't like socializing that much.
I mean, it depends on the people, man.
Yeah, it depends on the people, but then it also kind of depends on whether or not I'm feeling like moving out of my room.
Somebody doesn't want to gather with us. Let's kick them out of the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm literally 3,000 miles away from... What?
Unacceptable.
Okay, then.
So what? Teleportation exists.
Yeah.
Just teleport, bro.
Wait, is Kailash even still here?
I think he got kidnapped.
I guess not. Whatever,
right,
we can.
Oh.
What?
Oh,
dude. Make your presence known. You haven't said it.
I just wanted to calmly watch and see what you guys were saying.
You can't watch. This is an audio recording.
This is a speech.
Okay, yeah. I mean, we don't have anything. Nobody is doing anything like, you know, crazy, obviously, because we're all stuck in our home. But I mean, in general, though, I'm kind of enjoying
I just
time.
Said that Tejas and I are going
okay,
to a Christmas
party. It's not crazy,
party.
Though. It's not crazy. You're like, it's not crazy. That's not
it's crazy by 2020 standards.
It is crazy by 2020 standards. But
yeah.
Okay. Maybe crazy is a relative term.
Yeah, everything is relative.
Bro, speaking of crazy, I just got like $250,000 donated to me from one person for my Eagle project as a Christmas present.
Whoa. That's nice.
Yeah, oh, that's
nice.
Really.
Okay, how is your
Where's your goal? I mean, where are you now compared to your goal?
Now I have just over $1,000, and I needed $1,350.
Wait, does your troop?
Okay, so you're pretty close.
I am. Yeah.
Wait, does Troop 66 make it mandatory for like fundraisers?
Yeah, the fundraising is mandatory.
Yeah, for us.
But hopefully, for my Christmas present, I'll have my fundraising goal achieved.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. You'll get it.
You'll get it for sure. Yeah, my dad showed me the video as well, and he posted it on his WhatsApps.
Oh, thank you.
No problem.
Very, very nice video that you
very,
made.
Very, very nice video, yes.
Yes, indeed.
But, I mean, obviously, though, other than that, I don't think there is anything relevant. How is everything at home for you guys?
It's
like, just with, like, parents. Are you watching any movies or something? Do you have any plans?
I just rewatched Home Alone 1 and 2 recently with my dad. And I mean, how would you guys rank the Home Alone movies? I just want to hear what you say before I say
rank
what
them,
I
like
think.
Respective to what?
One is
how good they are. Yeah, to themselves.
Oh, yeah, one is gold. Well, like, I love them so.
Yeah, one is definitely.
I mean, like.
Gold.
Like, see, one which one do you prefer?
Oh, which ones do I prefer? Oh,
yeah.
I don't.
Oh, have you guys watched Home Alone
3 of them, right? Or 4? There's 5, right?
There's 5.
There's five.
They made another one.
I haven't seen the fifth one. I've seen four.
I think they really started milking it once like 3 came out.
I don't rewatch those ones.
Then. Yeah, I liked 1. 2 is obviously second. 3 is third. 4 is just Y, and then 5 is Y squared.
Okay, just help me remember. Home Alone 1 is where he slept at home, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then Home Alone 2 is where he gets on the wrong flight.
Yeah,
where
lost
he goes to New York.
Yeah,
okay, I think I personally like Home Alone 2 a little more than Home Alone 1.
I also prefer Home Alone 2 a little bit more. And then 1 is also top tier. 3 is like okay. Like, it's not as rewatchable. But it's not like utter garbage. And then 4 and 5 are utter garbage.
I feel like now that we're older, Home Alone is like responsible for making Joe Pesci seem a little bit like sus.
Yeah, bro.
I never thought of him as a gangster after Martin Scorsese movies.
Until recently, I never realized that it was Joe Pesci. And I'm like, then I see the credits rolling, and I'm like, wait, hold up. This is the guy in The Irishman? Like, he's Harry, what?
Yeah. I never knew that either. I was like, wait, what? It's the same guy?
Dude, and he's played some of the best characters in Martin Scorsese movies.
Yeah, it's like some of the biggest gangsters.
Oh my god.
And like, he's like a dude that can't even outsmart a kid.
Exactly. Obviously, though, that passes after, like, you watch a couple of Scorsese films or, like, his other work. He's been playing gangsters for more time than he's been known for, like, this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, that's his thing.
That's his thing, yeah.
Yeah.
But the Wet Bandit really
sucks. Home Alone was more of a different role for him compared to his normals.
Yeah. But I was thinking, like, damn, this is a kid's movie. They're, like, there's some, like, pretty like painful traps.
Yeah.
Like,
I think every other trap hit him in the balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think Marv got like electrocuted to like a point that he would die if it was real life.
Yep.
Harry had
a lot of the traps.
Nail
just
in the foot. Oh my god.
Yo, nail in the foot disturbed me. Man.
Yeah.
Like when Marv stepped on the nail, I was like, hold that. Like, it's so simple, but it zoomed in on it and then also
like there's tar everywhere, wouldn't that
and then
poisoning
the kid throws bricks at their like forehead.
Yeah.
Bro, the
straight up bricks
was probably the worst. Yeah.
The third was
they probably need
spend
triples
was.
For
the fourth
those.
Was probably the worst. Third
the third is not the worst.
Yeah.
Third is all right. It's not at the level of 1 and 2.
Again, though, like, some of the more well-known actors in 3 kind of, like, different from what they are now. Like, I think Scarlett Johansson was in 3, right?
Oh, yeah, she was. Damn, I forgot about that.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
definitely. 3.
She is one of the bandits. It was
No, she's a sister, bruh. The bandits were Russians.
Oh.
Okay, you guys forgot the plot.
Really? She's a sister?
Yeah, she was a sister of the dude.
Hold up.
I don't remember
she
what
was, like,
role she played. I just remember
that
she was
right?
In the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... I was assuming she was a bandit because, like, Black
Widow
is a Russian character. She's 14,
I
then?
Think so.
Damn, I underestimate how long ago those movies were.
Yeah, but...
And that's why they changed the Kevin.
I might be watching Home Alone again. obviously, though, I've probably had the most interesting development out of all of you guys in terms of home relations. My dad shaved my head bald as of 2 days ago. And, out of complete accident, bro, he was trying to adjust my hair because I was getting a simple buzz cut. I finished most of it on my own. He was just trying to clean it up with a comb and like the machine. And he ended up trying, I don't know, dude, no, he got too creative with that, okay? He felt like Bob Ross painting his happy little trees, and then he ended up, like, messing up in one spot. And, like, I have a hole now, and everything around it is just hair. So he's trying to fix it, like, and even everything out, and, like, over time, I just start losing hair everywhere.
And you've once again become a monk.
Yes, sir. Monk. I am Avatar Somme.
You should get like the arrow tattoo.
maybe.
Yeah, just have it, and then whenever you get you go bald, everybody sees it. But then when you grow your hair out, nobody knows.
So we decided to try something new for our holiday episode. To keep with the festivity and jolliness of the times, we would like to integrate a segment where we share jokes with each other, and you guys as well. We'll each take turns saying our jokes in an attempt to gain the best reaction, starting with Somme, the king of jokes.
Clearly. Okay, so let's get this over with. Why did the Grinch rob the liquor store? Because he was desperate for some holiday spirit.
Oh,
I get it, but that's
not nah.
Boo. Right. Boo, you
exactly
stink. Boo.
Boo.
Wait, okay. According to the order, Road goes next, right?
All right. Okay. It's simple, but you know, it's an elegant pun that we've got here.
Okay.
All right. So, guys, why did Ebenezer Scrooge win the football game?
Why?
You don't know?
No.
Don't know?
No.
Alright.
No.
Alright. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. So, the ghost of Christmas passed.
Oh my god.
Bro.
Nice.
That was nice.
That was better than so nice.
Yeah.
Far bad.
I mean, that's a pretty low bar.
Kyle, ask your turn.
All right. So, how is Christmas just like any other day at the office?
How?
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
You do a bunch of the work, and some big guy in a suit gets all the credit.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's it.
And that means it is my turn now, right?
Yeah. Or...
Well, just skip over me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Aryan, go.
Aryan.
I mean, honestly, mine isn't that great. It might be on Somme level, but we'll see. All right. So, who's Santa's favorite male singer?
Who?
Jack Frost. I don't know.
Jack Frost. Yes, totally. Jack Frost. Who's heard of a singer called Jack Frost? No, it's Alf is Prisley.
Oh.
I think that was my level. Yeah.
Alf is Prisley.
That was definitely my level. That was not a very nice
one. Yeah, it was Somme level. I just didn't want Somme to feel bad, so I just went with the joke.
I see that.
Okay.
Tejas,
mine's more of a,
ready to drop some heat, man?
I don't know anymore. I don't know how heat
is. That'll be the best joke.
It's more of a one-liner. Okay. So basically, even though I'm 17 years old, I asked my wife what she wanted for Christmas. She told me...
Wait, right off the bat, what?
That's probably funnier than the joke itself. Continue.
Okay, let me start over. So, I asked my wife what she wanted for Christmas. She told me nothing would make her happier than a diamond necklace. So I bought her nothing.
That's smart. I mean, I do that. Yep. That's economically intelligent.
That's the fastest way to get a divorce.
Well, that's round one. Now we know the bar that Somi set for us. So I guess try and beat that bar.
All right, Somi, come on. Do you have any heat to drop?
Yeah, I don't think so. But I'm gonna go with it anyway. Never mind. You guys go first. I just tried to do
it. What? Oh, okay. Well, we'll come back to you. Okay, I guess it's me. All right. So this joke isn't like your normal structure. It's kind of like prose, and it's a little dragged out at the start. But I don't know. We'll see what you think of it. All right. So, a couple is walking through St. Petersburg Square in Russia on Christmas Eve, when they start to feel something wet fall upon their faces. "I think it's raining," says the man. "No, it's snowing," replies the woman. "How about we ask this communist officer right here," says the man. "He's always right," the man insists. "Officer Rudolph, is it raining or snowing?" "Definitely raining," Officer Rudolph replies before walking off. The man turns to his wife with a smile. "See? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer."
No.
No.
Oh my god. Come on. Oh my god. It's come on.
I'm happy I can go first.
That was beautiful how it all came together at the end. I give that.
That's come on. That's very intelligently written.
Well done.
That was like the best kind of worst joke.
I don't know if anyone missed the little joke inside there about him saying he's always right.
Yeah, I got that. I just didn't laugh at it. I got it.
No. Yeah. That was so beautiful. So well thought.
Yeah.
I think that's our winner right there, but I guess.
That was pretty
next, right?
Yeah. Alright, so what do you call Santa's little helpers?
Elves?
Elves.
subordinate clauses.
I think we're on the border there with business. Okay.
Alright. You ready for another Somi level joke?
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Alright, let's go. Why is it so cold and during Christmas?
Why?
Why?
Because it's winter.
Because it's December.
Oh my god.
Bro.
No. Kick him out.
Trash. This is so miserable joke right there.
Crashed you.
Yeah.
Trash. Okay, but now that I think about it, I think mine is also that level. Okay, here goes. How much did Santa's sleigh cost?
Okay, I probably like millions.
The elves made it, isn't it? Free.
Je ne sais pas.
Somi, you're right. It is free. It cost nothing because it was on the house.
Oh, okay.
Oh my god.
Oh.
I see. No.
Yeah.
I don't think my next one is gonna be the.
I don't. It wasn't as bad as Aryan's though.
Yeah. See, I'm purposefully saying bad jokes.
See, mine is okay. Okay, buddy. Yeah. Sure, we can say that. Let's see.
Okay. Yes. All right. Tell yours.
What does the Grinch do with a baseball bat?
Steals Christmas? I don't know.
Wait, how would
reprimand.
That even
reprimand.
He breaks presents.
I don't know. Maybe he does like a vigilante thing.
No.
You know?
He
like
hits a gnome and runs.
No, so bad.
No.
Gnome run? No? Okay.
No.
Gnome.
You've been gnomed.
Oh, no, not bad. That was such a bad meme.
Stop bringing back, like,
I know. Yeah. That's a lot of memes, though.
Yeah.
You've been gnomed.
Okay, well, that's a wrap for that segment. It was really nice trying that for the first time. I think we're going to try and keep this joke segment, maybe more segments as the new year comes. Who knows? New year, new us. Well, that was a wrap for that. I think we all know who the clear winner was, but now for some...
Yeah, it was Somei.
So, it was not Somei, but now it's Somei's turn to talk. So, take it away.
Yeah, so you know that we've had a pretty tough year all around and all over the world, in fact. And we do appreciate you guys, you know, sticking through all of this with us personally. We hope you've liked our content for this past year. We'll try and improve, obviously, in the coming year. And again, you know, like, keep it together, because we know the times are trying. And, you know, sometimes it may seem like things aren't going to get better at all. Things are getting progressively worse and whatever. But I feel like we can make it through this, you know. Our faith in each other, our faith in our fellow human beings will be our deliverance through all of this mess. So just keep going at it, guys. And without further ado, here is our holiday montage.
Ho ho, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Hey, happy holidays, guys. Have fun.
Hi, guys. This is the Hitman just coming out here and saying Merry Christmas. And I hope you have a great year, great new year. I mean, we didn't have such a good year in 2020, but it's all right. We got a whole nother year to deal with. I mean, we can make some history in the next year. I'm sure we can do that. So I'm here wishing you a Merry Christmas and a blessed new year. So take care, guys, and do what you gotta do.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holiday, guys. Be safe, stay healthy.
Merry Christmas, Debunked Podcast.
Happy holidays.
Hey guys, it's me. I just really wanted to wish you guys a happy holidays. No matter what holiday you celebrate, whether it be Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, or anything that comes in the new year. I also just wanted to thank you for the work you're doing. It's really amazing what you're doing with this podcast. And yeah, bye.
Happy holidays, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
Hey everybody, just wanted to wish you Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year, and just enjoy your holidays and stay safe.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas and have a lovely New Year.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, everyone.
Happy Holidays.
Ho ho ho! Merry Christmas!